Good afternoon. My name is Rogério Travalli. I'm from Brazil. And this presentation, it's from a private university, Universidade Paulista. It's in São Paulo. It's a biggest city in Brazil. And the first language of us, it's a Portuguese. It's not Spanish. And our biggest city, it's São Paulo, it's not Buenos Aires. And I talk about that because I live in developed country. Normally, a personal thinking about where is Latin America and which the big country in Latin America, how is agriculture there? My goal is to show the Latin America and looking for in this Congress opportunity with another research to do another research about the agriculture there, because normally a person don't know who is Brazil, don't know who is São Paulo or what which we have there with agriculture. So the world population all over the world, Brazil is the number 5. And the Latin America is the big one. This is our country in the South America, and here, excuse me, it's São Paulo, it's the big city, and normally person knows Rio de Janeiro, it's the capital of samba. And our agriculture, normally this area in Brazil, and there is a few people living there. And this is an Amazon forest, and this area is Cordillera dos Andes. We don't have contact with this area, with another country. Normally in Brazil, we have contact by sea. And if you show Brazil at night, you can show this. This our area, we can improve our agriculture. Normally, people live there. This is São Paulo and Rio de Janeiro. It's the biggest city in Brazil. And look this. This is Buenos Aires. Oh, sorry, Buenos Aires. And this is Montevideo. This is Latin America, right? It's not, we had Central America in Mexico, but look this, a big area we have there to improve our agriculture. So, normally, personal see our city, it's a beautiful city, Rio de Janeiro. Next year we will have Olympic Games. But normally around the world don't know about Brazil. And this index, for example, to understand better there, it's GDP. If you, I'll show a table, right, to understand how different in Brazil. For example, our GDP, okay, it's number 7, 2010. Now we are down, but if you look at emerging country like Brazil, day by day we down, and this is important for us because agriculture, if you compare with the biggest country all over the world, the United States, represent 5% different like the United States. For us, it's so important, agriculture. And if you compare the land area in Brazil, hectares, and the United States, it's so big like that. And the tax from Brazil of percentage GDP is 34, in the United States, 26. And completely different. When you stay here every time, this, for example, stay with my family, with my children, my wife, I'm talking about how is different a person living in developed country. For us, look our interest rate in Brazil, 11%. So different, like a country like USA, 25% per year. Then we have another problem there. It's inflation. Our inflation has been increased. And we have rates up and inflation too. Then, how agriculture is a major sector in Brazil? This is area when you stay in countryside in Brazil. And we are the world's last producer of sugarcane, coffee, tropicals, frozen urine juice. And if you compare, for example, sugar with another country, Brazil, it's almost 40% all over the world. And different like another country, in Brazil, you normally every car you can use gasoline and ethanol all over the country you can use ethanol in your car. It's so common there. And soybean for us, we are second. It's important product. And if you look the areas cultivated in Brazil, and soybean, corn, sugarcane, we have the how could we can improve about that? Because our production is number two. And the principal challenge, if you look the technician, you have been our infrastructure. We need to improve of that. Because if you compare our infrastructure with a businessman that will the base of this research about this, the principal point, for example, we can compare all over the world, in Brazil, it's number 11 to use highways. It's a big country, and we don't have their trains. And the freight transportation, it's number 3. In the highways. Then another article that you use about efficiency and sustainability indicator, you can see that Brazil international transport, we have 61% highway, waterway and highway. Then our transportation is normally highway. It's highway. And soybeans. This last July I stay here. The state, the name is Mato Grosso. It says there is a small city, the name is Sorriso. In English, smile. It's here. Here. How different the person lived there? We had a rich man or a poor people. It's completely different, like here you have a medium. No, there we can see different. And because of soybean, So, but soybean to go to Santos, it's important. Transportation. Here, it's by truck. It's so expensive. So expensive. And this area, when you start the presentation, you, every person could see there's no people living here. And our transportation, for example, soybean cost, it's Mato Grosso, it's our biggest country, it's so high. And if you compare with United States, this table now it's completely different because our money, the name is real, is so down, and dollar have been increased. Then our price, Brazil, it's increased more because we need to pay oil by dollar. Then, for example, agriculture there, a person don't know what happened in the next 6 months because we had exchange and our costs into Brazil because it's so hard to looking for person to work there. I work with another university in Mato Grosso. We can't find a professor to teach agriculture there because a person that live in São Paulo, Rio de Janeiro, won't go there. And the end of difference. If you go in São Paulo, with it's a big city in Brazil, you can see the waste food. It's common there, a person see this picture. And the point of this, my feeling, it's so necessary increase infrastructure there. But the first point for me, it's need to improve the people with education. Like you stay here, or looking for undeveloped country. Because if you don't change the man, change this situation. Okay? Thank you very much.